Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
What are we waiting on? Why are we always waiting?
Why are we waiting?
We were waiting for...
Because I didn't know...
Ryan. I didn't know you were ready to go. Ryan just walked in.
I just had to use my inhaler.
Okay.
Oh,
we all need to know that.
Thanks for the details.
You know, basically, Ryan. We are a show where we talk about our physical problems.
Yeah.
We're all...
Yeah, well, speaking of our physical problem, what are we going to do after you go under the knife?
If I die or if I live?
Well, if you die, it's no big deal.
Roach is going to have to carry him up
carry
to the studio.
On. But
wait
if you
a minute.
Live...
Well, Sissy let me come over and watch football
games. How are we doing
games?
This?
Sure she will.
Oh, then I don't care. Either way.
If you live, it's probably going to be bigger pain in the ass if you live than if you die. If you live, how are we keep doing this podcast?
I don't know. We got to go to a funeral.
Well, I can sit.
Can you make it up here?
I have to walk to get out of the building when I do the surgery.
Oh, okay.
If he dies, do you think we'll get sympathy lessons?
Yeah, I think you would get some sympathy lessons. Not many.
Is that our show title, Josh? Sympathy lessons?
What are you planning here, Ryan?
If he dies, can we still use this as the studio, though?
What are you planning here? Like a bumper sticker on his casket?
Maybe.
Put a QR code on it.
Maybe we could televise his funeral. That could be
our first YouTube. Who
the hell's watching that?
Our debut YouTube production is going to be a funeral of a podcaster nobody's heard about.
I think people would come out. Our few listeners would wonder if he ate the bees or not.
Can we record around his casket?
You're going to listen to this show and cry when I
cook
on that table.
The casket could just be right in front of us, and we'd all be sitting around it doing our podcast.
I am serious. I don't want him to die, because that would ruin my life.
Oh, you don't want him to die?
No.
Oh, wow.
Or who's going to take me all
He's
over
serious
the place?
About that,
oh, yeah, because I carted him around.
Yeah. Who's going to take me all over? He buys me dinner sometimes.
Well, I just think it's funny that he has to say that he's serious. He doesn't want you to die.
It's all about him, though.
Right. You know, the Red Lobster?
The rest of us don't really want him to die either, but we didn't feel like we had to say that.
I'm not
we
sure just, you guys don't
we
want
thought
him to
it
die.
Was, we thought that was just a given.
You know who doesn't want him to die and will be very mad at us if they ever listen to this episode?
Grandma?
Grandma.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you guys would talk like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want her to listen to this show, see how I'm treated.
She'll be really mad at the way we talk about her baby boy.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Oh, please, they do this stuff all
every
the time.
Every single day.
You know what, too? What I always got going for him? He's miserable. It's always the nice guys that die.
Yeah, this is true.
That's kind of true.
That is true.
He's going to live to be 100.
I'm not even worried now.
the obituaries never read. He was a grumpy old bastard that everyone hated.
A real a-hole died yesterday. Oh, man. All right, I got a question for you guys.
Hey, before you give the question, did you guys see this ad? I just saw it today. There's some race in Arizona, and I don't know what parties. We don't talk about that stuff.
Oh,
on the, show.
The siblings?
The siblings
yeah.
all did yeah. an ad against their brother.
Six of the nine siblings put out an ad bashing
for the other opponent. For the opponent.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, I could see they don't think he's the best guy for the job. They don't like his politics. But you just keep your mouth
right,
shut.
Right.
According,
I could see him hating him. They don't like him for whatever reason. Maybe he was a jerk brother or what. But you go, ultimately, you go, it's my brother. I'm not going to put out of.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's an uncomfortable Christmas, isn't it?
According I'm pretty sure they're not doing Christmas together.
Well, they got to go to the mom's house.
Maybe not. Maybe they're just.
According to them, and I won't go into the politics of it because that's not our show, but according to them, some of his views are just unforgivable and they could not stand by comfortably while he spewed the rhetoric that he was spewing.
Okay. Again, I go,
I agree.
You just stay out of it.
It's my brother. I agree with what you're going to say.
It's my brother. I can't. You could
I'm not going to
vote
that.
For him. I'm not going to vote for him. We don't get along. I think his views are ridiculous, but I'm not going on TV and doing
it. Oh, they went on TV.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
We're going to have four fat guy commercials where we're going to go, we can't stand that grumpy old bastard. He's a piece of bleepity bleep.
We could never agree on a candidate to do a commercial for. We'd all be arguing on the commercial about what we liked and disliked.
It would be 30 seconds of us yelling at one another, and then our logo would pop up.
You know who we'd get behind? We'd get behind the kid that stands up in front of the auditorium and says, I'm giving free French fries in the cafeteria. That would be our candidate.
Yeah, because really, when you're in school, though, what else is there to do?
Yeah,
what are you going to give? We'll give you more free time during recess or whatever. No,
we're going to build. We're going to build a brand new pool.
No, I want food. Give me some variety of something.
Oh,
what are
my
you
gosh.
Two doing over there?
What the
hell
is
this giving
me
nasty look. I look over and he's just snarling at me.
This needs to be on YouTube. I'm telling you, people.
Come this close to me.
Right now our listeners are going, what the hell is going on?
I just want to punch him right in the head.
What, because I'm drinking water? Trying to stay hydrated?
Wait till we get the YouTube channel. Then you can punch him right in the head.
Are we going to introduce ourselves? I'm Ryan.
I'm Josh.
Stubb. What do we got? Josh, anything?
Roach. Jeff sucks.
All right, we got a listener question.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who is it?
This one's
Lisa.
Bronwyn. This one's from Matt.
Megan.
Matt. I don't know.
He's making the name up, but it's okay. It's all right.
So here's Matt's question. Does anyone actually use the hole in the front of their underwear?
Oh, I always use the hole.
No, never.
I do.
Never.
You undo your pants?
When you're doing that, never. I'm sorry.
Listen, I hate to even say this because I'm gonna take all kinds of crap for this. But typically, I'm at my house, I sit to pee.
Me too.
You know why? Because I had three women and I couldn't take the beatdowns anymore, so I just joined them.
No, you know why I do it?
Lazy.
It's laziness.
Yeah, me too.
I sit there and I'll read. Like
I'll get
a magazine and I'm just sitting there.
Yeah, because you can shut the door and then you're away from your family.
But at work,
like a break.
At work, I use the hole in the underwear. Of course, I have to elongate it. I got to make it a little bigger.
Oh boy!
But
plus the other time, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you got to go to the bathroom. There's sometimes when. You got to sit down, because otherwise it might be spraying all over the place.
Yeah, you're not in your right mind.
No,
it's dark.
You're not in your right mind. Sometimes you're at attention, and you just...
You
got to sit down and have that.
Your kids listen to this.
No, they don't.
This is the test. Now he's throwing Easter eggs in the episode. If he doesn't get an angry
down,
text
though.
Wednesday afternoon, he knows that they didn't listen.
But anyway... Everybody uses that hole, right?
If I'm at home, I don't use it.
But you don't just pee at your house. You pee other places.
Right.
I didn't know that there were people that didn't use it.
Well, you only
I don't use it here. I told you, I sit.
Yeah, but
hold on.
If you're walking up to the stall.
Listen, Roach is, Stubb is now facing an open window.
I don't think I use it.
I get
boxers and I just pull them to the side.
What?
Yeah,
they put a hole there for a reason. Oh God! Oh, stop!
And he's exposed.
Put it right down, and then I can't find that little hole.
Oh
and
my!
I just pull it to the side.
I use this. This is why we couldn't be on YouTube.
YouTube doesn't allow pornographic.
How can you not know if you use the hole? Or
I don't
not?
Think
I
don't use the hole. I guarantee you, I don't.
That hole's a pain to try
it
to get.
It is. It's
so
more,
what do you do?
I just pull it down.
Do you have boxers?
How do you pull it? You take your pants down every time?
No, just pull it down.
Do you have boxers?
It shoots right out at you.
So what? What the hell is he doing?
Wait, how is
what
he doing this?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's doing a flop.
You've got tidy whities.
I got tidy whities.
Tidy whities, I think you'd have to use the hole.
He says he doesn't.
I don't get how
you
do it.
It's a flop. There's a flop that
you
happens.
You just pull it the top down. So you unzip and then reach in and like pull it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just faster.
I could see that.
It's like freaking Rubik's Cube trying to get through that hole. I ain't got that kind of time.
I don't think it's faster. I think once he pulls it down, it's not like 10 minutes of trying to find it.
Doesn't
it out.
If you use that hole all the time, doesn't it like stretch out? And then if you're just ever stretching out that in much? Your underwear,
well, your I've had somewhere. Out.
Well, a needle ain't stretching his hole out.
I've had them stretch out some, but not that much.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that there were people that didn't use the hole. That's what it's there for.
Are you briefs or boxers?
I'm boxer briefs.
Oh, yeah. He's a millennial. They wear all their funky new kind of.
That is the right answer.
And there's a reason that there's a
hole there. Why is it boxer briefs? Why is that? Convince me to try the boxer briefs.
Best of both worlds.
Yes. You get the comfort of both.
I don't get it. How are they more comfortable?
They're not squeezing up into your junk, but they're also not twisting and turning. And
I think you use an underwear wrong.
So wait, so the boxer briefs are like tighter on your legs.
Yeah.
But they're more free around your junk.
Yes.
I tried boxers, but I never liked them because they're too loose.
Where do you get boxers?
They're too loose. They're too loose, and they have a hole.
He says I'm
too.
Wearing underwear wrong. He's wearing Broxers.
Maybe that's something new we could come up with, Roach.
Roach's Broxer Beefs.
Broxer Beefs.
Broxer Beefs. That could be a line. You might have a line of underwear to sell. I'm doing diabetic ads, and you're selling Broxer Beefs.
What are they? They're the only biodegradable underwear out there because they're made of meat.
Now, I'm telling you, I do the boxers, but I could understand where they do get bunched up sometimes.
Yeah, I might try some boxer briefs.
I never liked the boxers. I tried them once when I was younger.
Boxer briefs.
I think we owe it to the show to try boxer briefs.
I always look at them and think, man, they're tight on your legs.
I can't do the tighty whities, though.
I don't know. That's all I've ever worn.
Yeah, they just drive me. It's too confining.
They're cinching.
Yeah.
They're cinching issues.
Yeah.
That's why.
You don't need any support there?
No, they probably don't.
What's Kramer? My boys need a house.
No, my boys need to be free. That's what they need. Freedom. I don't want to be confined.
You thought of commando?
I don't want to be. Commando's too free.
You know what they say, though? That they do say that with tighty whities, that if you're having trouble getting pregnant.
Yeah, you should. Maybe that's when I switched to the boxers. I don't know. At some point, I switched to boxers because I grew up wearing the tighty whities, too. But
that's all you had was the tighty whities. Yeah. There were no other choices back then.
But I do like the. I like the boxers, but I've looked at the boxer briefs and thought, maybe.
The boxers, the problem with boxers, it's anarchy. It's just chaos. There's no borders. There's no rules. Yeah. It's like an Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
No rules, just wrong.
Exactly.
It's just a lot of meat. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's just too much. There's too much freedom.
Especially boxers with jeans. Boxers with like a dress pant is reasonable, but with jeans, they're awful.
I'm gonna go out today and get some boxer briefs.
I want to try the boxer briefs myself.
I went from.
Do they make them in my size?
Sure, they make tighty whities in your size, don't they?
Well, yeah.
Well,
I went from the briefs as a youngster. I graduated to the boxers, and then I found the perfect medium in the boxer briefs.
You know what? Roach may not have a hole in his tighty whities. You know, because they probably have to. They probably sew two together, and if they get the wrong sides.
Or he ends up with two holes in that.
Yeah. He's got over here. They're on his hips. His holes are on his hips.
Oh, man.
Speaking of difficult challenges, though, can I just tell you guys how hard it is to deal with a CPAP in the middle of the night when you get a phone call? Oh, it's bad. It's bad. That phone rings, and you are so disoriented. You don't know where you are. You can't get the mask off. You're fighting with the mask to try to get to the phone. Yo, I almost fell out of bed trying to figure out what I was doing.
Why does your phone ring at night, though? Why don't you just put it on, like, the Do Not Disturb or something?
I have a job where I'm on call.
Yeah. Why do you have a job where you're on call?
Because this show's not making any money.
So now, are you answering like Darth Vader? Do you just leave the mask on?
No, I can't because you can't. You can't talk through the thing.
See, now I've been getting phone calls in the middle of the night for 25 years. No biggie anymore.
Well, it's usually no biggie, but it's a problem when you're fighting with a mask.
But I'm not even disoriented anymore. It rings, I know exactly what it is and do it.
I think when you have kids too, though, then it changes. Like, I'm a little more alert now in the middle of the night than I was before.
Well, yeah, and let's face it, if that phone rings after a certain point in
night, then you're thinking, this has got to be
If you don't have a job where they're calling you think somebody's dead.
Yeah.
Or something bad's happened.
If I get a call too late.
You never get a lottery you won. Something must one be in the wrong morning. Here.
Yeah, see, I don't even work.
You don't work.
I don't even think for that. I think
it's, I just think it's work.
Yeah. It's work.
Yeah, see, if I get too late, then I'm worried something's up.
I get worried every time I get a phone call. Some of that means I'm going to have to talk on the phone.
But you don't have to talk. You just don't answer it.
Yeah, but then they leave a message, and then you got to call back, and
You text,
just all text.
Text them back. Text back. Oh, sorry, I'm in a meeting right now. I can't talk.
Scale of 1 to 10, how important is this?
What is an appropriate reason to call these days? Because there's not many.
I can't think of any.
Like, I think you know, somebody dies or something that needs to come through on a call.
Even then, text me and say, call me. And I'll call you when
What about breaking up? What if you were going with something? Like, this happens with the kids all the time. More and more, the kids are breaking up through text.
Oh, that's the best way to do it.
That's how I did it with Bronwyn today.
That's just sad.
See, I tell my kids, no, you should never do that. Not through text.
No.
If you're going to end a relationship.
Well, how long of a relationship? Well, I think I think if you were like, if you've gone out on something like on a couple dates or if you've been dating somebody for like a couple weeks, text, 100%. That's fine.
But
I think
they don't do it like that now.
I disagree with that.
They go through the talking stage
I think you should probably make a phone
call. Hold on. You two are living in a world where you think those are really relationships. Those aren't relationships. Yeah, don't count.
That's true. They're probably 90% text anyways.
Who cares about that? You know, when they're 30 and they're 3 years in, do they text? That's the question.
When my wife smartens up and decides to divorce me, I fully expect to just get a PDF of divorce papers in a text message.
And then an emoji.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would the emoji be?
You know what? Your wife likes those GIFs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll probably be somebody dancing saying goodbye or something. And with a PDF of divorce papers in the text message that'll get sent to me. It'll just have the highlighted sign here.
Yeah, see, now I tell my kids, even in these stupid relationships that Jeff says.
He's got a point. Like, most of that relationship probably is text. Like,
most of it is. Oh, hey, you know what? Here.
Oh, that check that I wrote you like 2 weeks ago for Roach?
For Roach, yeah. Might as well give it to him.
Oh, is this when I had cash and had to cover something?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And now you're returning a check?
Oh, where's my $22?
I'll get you later. I kept figuring I'd just buy your dinner some night if we ever go out of it. But
oh, we got to go out. I need a trip out bad.
If we do go, I think I owe you too, don't I?
I think so.
All right.
Oh, I do.
Let's go off the air.
Yeah, let's start listening to break.
We'll figure out our Scrooge
McDuck. No, I'd really like to figure it out right now. I could use a good night out.
I keep.
Thumbs up.
I don't even know what it means.
What do you mean?
We weren't on for 18 minutes?
No, we did our first half and then we went to break.
So we haven't been on? I thought we were on all that time.
No, our discussion about the veals
wasn't on.
Was not on.
Ryan and I had said on air. We can't listen to you guys talk about
So you shut us off and we didn't even know that we were shut off.
I didn't know we were shut off. I thought we were.
If I knew we were shut off, I quit talking. The only reason I come here is to talk.
I feel like talking about our meal again.
Well,
now.
We're back now. Oh yeah, because they missed a good discussion.
Yeah, we're back now.
That's a bonus.
We're back
content.
Now. We'll back. Come up with something. Let's talk right, about something. Ryan's not even with us. He's all right. Gone.
So if you can only watch,
wait, did we get the thumbs up? I wasn't paying attention.
Good lord. All right. If you would rather, or if you could only watch one of the two forever, which one would you pick?
Oh,
movies,
we've done this.
Movies or TV? We haven't done it, so shut it.
Oh, one you or could, the other.
But only unlimited.
So you can watch any movies you want. Or any TV you want, but she can't do both.
What about made-for-TV movies?
No.
TV, bigger body of work.
Movies.
No, movies, bigger body of work.
No, TV, by far.
They've been making movies since the
I don't care.
Late 1800s.
That TVs is a tough
movies because movies are generally better quality.
Yeah, but don't better you just done. Want a nice half-hour comedy sometimes?
You know what I'd have to do? No. I'd have to throw out 90% of the TV comedies in history because I can't stand that stupid laugh track. I don't need you to tell me when I should laugh.
I don't even notice it.
Oh, like it drives me insane. Drives me insane. If your show's funny, I'm going to laugh.
I don't notice it that much either.
Because it's always been on every show we've ever watched.
Yeah.
There's far more TV content than content.
There is, but then you're giving up a few really good movies.
So I think there's two ways to think about this, right? You can compare all of movies to all of TV, or you can compare the best movies to the best TV. I think if it's all in all, you got to go TV. But and then all of a sudden, like if you're talking about the best 10 shows versus the best 10 movies ever, I think movies probably win.
Listen, I think there's movies that can be life-changing.
Whoa, yeah, but even if you take that
life-changing.
Even if you take the 10 best movies,
can have a major impact on your
TV
life.
TV can't?
I haven't watched too many television programs where I was like, wow, that really hit
what
me.
What about The Waltons?
I want to know what he's talking about.
I don't know that I've watched any show that
Little
hit
House
me.
On the Prairie.
The Waltons, The Homecoming, I can watch because I got my movies.
No, what I'm saying, even if you take the top 10 best movies versus the top 10 best TV shows, way more content in the TV.
Well, you're talking, yeah, but that's content. Yeah, you get more content from it.
But yeah, you're losing out.
That counts.
You never get to watch A Few Good Men again.
Yeah.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Yeah, there's a lot of good movies. There's a lot of good TV.
Unforgiven. Gone.
You never get to watch Seinfeld.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough choice.
It is a tough choice. It's not easy because I like you. Also, I think depends on what your situation is in life. If I'm lonely, TV shows kind of add like it feels like you're part of the crew with them when you watch
part of
them.
The family.
Yeah.
Again, you get too that much might, out of that show.
That might have just been the saddest sentence that's been said on the show. Oh my
God. Hey,
I feel like I'm a member of the
watch. I'm crying right now, and I don't know why.
I'm telling you right now, how many shows have gone off the air when Seinfeld went off the air when MASH went off there. People cried at that because,
well, yeah,
well, they,
because
I mean,
their family just died.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's because it's a huge part of your life. It's an era that's gone,
right?
And you know it's gone.
I'd like this era right here of my life to be gone. This show.
Someday this will be over with, and and Johnny might cry.
Thank you. I can't wait for that day.
I think I would go television because it is more content, but I would miss some movies.
I don't think
that you can say that it is definitely more content from TV.
There is absolutely no doubt.
They didn't even make TV shows until the 40s, 60s. 50s.
Listen, I think there's more television content, TV content.
I think it's not even close.
But I don't think it matters because you're not going to live long enough to outrun that content that you're talking about.
You could the movies.
No, you can't. No chance.
Yeah, you can.
No,
they're only
chance.
Making so many new ones every year.
Every country in the world has been making movies for...
Well, I'm not watching foreign movies,
and you're
dude.
Not watching that crap either. There's a lot of crap movies out there.
If it ain't made in America, I'm not watching it.
Listen, I think there's...
All right, here's what I got here. And this is from one person from the LA Film School.
Okay.
How many hours would it take to watch every movie ever made in Hollywood? The IMDb lists 82,770 feature films made in the U.S. since time began. Assuming an average runtime of 110 minutes, you're looking at 17.3 years... of nonstop content.
But okay, that's only movies made in the U.S.
Yeah,
that's, well, yeah, but
and
we,
it's
we've
only
established,
we've established
and it's
watching.
Only what's listed on IMDb.
I'm not reading subtitles.
Who's watching something that's not on IMDb?
I mean,
I'm not watching.
There's English movies,
I'm not watching
Canadian movies,
Grandpa
Joe's subtitles,
English yeah. movies,
Australian, Scottish, Irish.
Nobody said there's not a lot of movies, but a lot of them are junk.
They all got access.
So the more TV shows are junk.
No, yeah, the but there's way more content.
You got to think of how many channels, and then TV has to fill 24 hours a day. Now, granted, a lot of it's repeats, but assume...
And a lot of it's infomercials.
Assume a third of it is original content every day. That's 8 hours every single day.
There's survival
of TV
shows.
On every channel.
Reality
all
shows.
The, there's shows that are on constantly. 24/7.
And if we're eliminating crap, that's 99% of what's on TV right now.
Listen, there's it's not an easy choice. I just think generally movies are
I agree
more
with that.
Well done. You can
I
watch
think,
better quality. You can see a better story.
See, now I would say that I like a good TV show over a good movie because it kind of stretches it out more. There's more like I know like Game of Thrones.
Right,
you
but,
go week to
but
week.
That's
the
only,
tension of that is so good.
But let's take some of those TV shows. I'll say The Walking Dead. For me, also The Office for Ryan, there comes a point when they also disappoint. And that's so you got this great show that you're in love with, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, that season was horrible. And then it's, oh, now I can't stand this show.
That's true, but how many movies do you watch and you think, that's that movie, I wouldn't watch that again?
Well, there's lots of movies you won't watch again. There's also lots of movies you go, oh my God, that was amazing. That was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. So, I mean, yeah, you got both ends of the spectrum, but...
And Josh, you have to remember, too, the great episodic television that we're used to right now is only a trend of about the past decade, maybe two decades. Because before DVR, before all of that, it had to be something that you could tune in week to week and not have to know what went on the week prior.
Ah, that's fair.
All right, let's
I don't know
on.
About that.
I'm
Magnum was doing shows that linked together back in the...
How many, 90? Though? One or two?
No,
it wasn't a season
series.
Long.
They're not episode to episode, but there's a progression of the shows.
I got to be honest. I like the shows that end. Done.
No, I agree. I like Breaking Bad. They went
Breaking
in
Bad
and they
is
said
we're gonna
finish strong and then done.
Yep, and then
we're not
done.
Coming back.
I think 5 years is probably about the limit too. You go beyond 5 years, and I think you start getting.
Well, it depends on the show. You know, shows like MASH or something like that, where it's the episode is the episode,
right?
It's just a half an hour of entertainment every day.
I think comedies can be different, but.
Yeah, but
I think in most cases, I think about 5-6 years is all I want to see them for. Then I get tired. Even a good comedy, you get tired of it.
All right, so let's say now that we're just sticking to movies, what genre of movie would be the only one you would watch forever?
That's
you only pick one
that's
type.
That's terrible.
Ooh, that is tough.
I mean, it's got to be drama because that's by far where the best movies are.
Yeah, but
after then
a while,
you got
you
no
want...
relief. You got no comedy
yeah.
to. You got no horror. You got nothing to loosen it up a
little
bit.
Better question would be what can easier question, not better, but easier would be which one would you eliminate?
Oh, well, the horror.
Like, we know Grumpy Old
well,
Man.
Horror's
horror
gone.
I would go with horror too, just because there's so few any that are worth watching.
Yeah, you'd lose the
yeah.
fewest good movies.
Yeah,
right.
Getting rid
I
of
think
horror.
Horror would be the one that would be easy to get
the
rid of.
The easiest to get rid of. And
musicals.
Then
gone.
I would go with art or
not
what it was.
For me, I like
I get
art. Art. What was the
musicals,
ones that you like?
Comedy
what,
be
the
right in there
artsy.
For me.
There's not many comedy movies that I watch that I really
yeah.
think are great.
That's true.
See, me have come down to dramas and action thrillers.
Yeah. Yeah, probably me too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I would keep down.
Good.
Anyway, I
thought I was going to have a couple minutes to find another question over here.
Wait, you don't have them locked and loaded?
No, I have them all here.
What about an answer, though? What is your thought on that?
One am I getting rid of or what one am I keeping?
No, what are you, both.
I would get rid of horror and I would probably keep like a thriller. Just because I think those are the more exciting movies. I would like some sort of action.
I could live without chick flicks. I could... They could drop
them. Well, yeah, but are you going to drop them over horror movies?
No, I would go horror, then probably chick flicks.
Well, yeah, but define chick flicks.
Yeah, what's a chick flick?
The ones you like.
I'd watch chick flick over musical every day of the week.
Me too.
There's a couple. There's not many good.
Oklahoma.
Anything where people break out into song consistently.
Well, there are a few good ones. Right. Sound of Music is
Sound
a good
of Music's
music.
Great.
No, it's classic. Gone. Gone.
Sound of Music. How about Grease?
Gone. Grease is the word, baby.
Grease is the word.
Grease is the best one.
No.
Moulin Rouge is good.
No. Grease. Grease would be the first one.
La La Land wasn't bad.
I liked La La Land.
I had a babysitter that tormented us by making us watch Grease every time she watched us over and over and over.
I did love Grease.
It'd be the first one gone.
Grease is great.
Oh, I like Grease too. I have to admit, I like it.
There's some good. There's some good songs.
Good ones.
The only one that I like, Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz is good. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh man.
Yeah. They're not bad.
They're good.
I like Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory.
Yeah,
I do like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but most of them, garbage.
There's lots. There's less content there. Again, there's not as many.
Most of them. There's not that many anyways.
There's enough.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Would you rather take a guaranteed $100,000?
Yes.
Or a 50-50 shot at a million?
I'd take the guaranteed 100.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guaranteed 100.
At this point in my life.
Mathematically, though, you're talking...
I would probably, if I were you, walk
away from that million with $500,000, mathematically. Right?
Like, you know what? I'm changing mine. I don't need the 100,000.
I do.
So I might as well take the shot at the million.
I got to pay for college still. So
I would take the 50-50. You guys know me. I'll take my shot.
And I'm going back to the 100,000.
If I'd take the
100,000.
I'd take the 100,000 just because of college, but if I were Josh and Ryan, I would go 50-50.
No.
You're young enough, you think.
If I had to walk away with
you, I'm going to make $100,000.
They can invest that. And
they're too stupid to do that.
In 20 years,
he
that would be
$1 million. Roxy's got a point there. They are
whether I invest it or blow it, $100,000 changes my life.
If I win a million, I'm retiring.
Well, I'm retiring anyway, so
$100,000
more would make a difference, but not that big of one. $100,000 guaranteed is better than a shot at a million in my
mind. I'm just saying, you also got it's a 50-50 chance, but are you a lucky person?
No.
So you should take the 100 grand.
I would be.
But I don't think you are either. Luck is luck.
I don't know.
I think if both of us flipped that coin 50 times, we'd come out even in the end.
What was that stupid show where they pulled down the briefcase? And
Deal or No Deal?
I'm telling you, when they got to like, they offered them like $30,000, I would be going, yep, goodbye, I'm out of here.
Well, all I
paid for my trip here, I got a few extra bucks to fool around with, I'm done.
$100,000 for me at my age would probably maybe push me a few years closer to retirement.
See, all you're thinking about is yourself, you lousy bastard.
But
how about
a million,
your kids?
I'd be done.
$100,000, you plunk that into a 529 account, and now your kids are set for college.
Josh, can I ask you a question?
The kids are close to college.
I don't really understand this whole pay for your kids' college thing. Do you?
No.
This is kind of a foreign concept to me. Why? What is this? Who does?
Both of you idiots better start thinking of that concept.
Who does this? Who pays for their kids' college? The loans I took out are in my name.
No one paid for my college.
How's that worked out for you?
I don't know. It sucks.
Okay, then.
Absolute worst.
Here's what you got to think about. The 100,000, you're going home with something.
Right.
If you lose that 50-50, you're walking home with nothing, and you have to spend the rest of your life explaining to people why you turned down $100,000.
Yes.
That hurts.
I agree.
Okay, first of all, I ain't going to explain crap to no one. Get away from me. But I think it's worth the risk. All right. I'm retiring.
All right, hold on. I got a calculator here. It's going to calculate $100,000. Investment return is 5.2 for 32 years. How old are you now, Ryan?
31.
You'd be 63 years old.
Just right around retirement age.
Right.
That would have a future value of $506,411.
Yeah, you guys got to take it when you're young because you can invest it.
$506,000. So then you end up with $500,000 anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
And you end up with...
That's a amount of investment return of 5.2. Yeah, it's pretty modest, really. Yeah. Well, not modest, but...
You could do better, though.
You could do better.
Let's bump it up to 7, which I think 7 is about the average of the stock market over time.
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Welcome to Mad Money.
$871,500.
Almost a million. You almost got your million.
Yeah, you guys got it. That's why I say use is the brain.
I could not walk away knowing that I left $100,000 on a table because that's a life changer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys would have to
take it. I think the only one that in here, this room, that could really gamble on it is Jeff.
Oh, I would do
that. Well, you're stupid. Jeff doesn't have to worry about paying college bills. He doesn't have bills.
4 days he could away get from the retiring. Million.
Yeah, he's 20 days from retiring. What does it matter?
Of course,
to him?
He doesn't need the
$100,000. Again, it's like winning the lotto after you're retired.
I can live without both of them.
Right. So but the 100,000 go for the million.
The 100,000 is guaranteed.
Well, I agree. I think the million is guaranteed. His luck, money finds money.
Well, this is true.
He's going to win the million because money finds money.
I'm not corporate like somebody over here.
I've seen him gamble. He's not winning.
Rich people always get richer. Every time they win something at a raffle or something, I just want to jump them.
Yeah, what's that going to
bring? You know what I want?
I haven't won yet at this stupid
thing.
This
is what I hate about that stupid briefcase game, too. What I won't want is for them to go, pick your option, and I take the $100,000. And then they tell me if I would have won the million or not.
Yeah, I don't care. I take the $100,000 and say, you know what? That'll help for the next 10 years.
Oh, I'd take the $100,000 too, but then I'd hate to see that I actually.
Well, would you do that though?
Do what?
Pick it after you chose. Which one? No, would you,
I'm just it's saying. It's a game show. They
it's
make
a game
you do
show.
That.
They make
you
do that.
Nothing. I ain't picking it. Touchy boy, get away from me. Give me my money, I'm walking.
Oh, you just walk off the show the minute that...
Howie, touchy boy, man.
Yeah. Touchy boy.
He's the anti-touchy boy.
You call that. Can't give people a hug, for crying out loud.
So you're just walking out. You're going to get your money and just walk off. You're not going to wait and see if you would have...
I don't... Why would you want to know?
You probably have to sign an agreement saying...
No. I'm sure you do.
You will fully participate. You are. With the show to receive your check.
Give me the cash.
We suck.
Yeah, we lost it again.
We need $1 million just to get a real studio. That's what we need to do.
All right, so here's your question.
For the four people that are listening to us?
Wait, I had a question sent to us. 400. That went along 1, with the...
Oh, get it going.
The pre-destruction. Where is it?
I like how we went off air and you still couldn't...
Shut up. Yeah. Voiced by Nathan...
Nathan.
Yeah. @voiced by Nathan on Twitter.
What the hell is that?
That's his Twitter handle. Okay. @voiced by Nathan.
Okay, then.
Do I need to give you guys a lesson on how Twitter works?
I don't do Twitter.
There's no amount of time.
I can't figure it out.
We could explain this for 3 hours and they would.
I can't figure out because you know what?
I don't know who's talking to who or what.
Can you respond to a comment on Twitter?
Yes.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, my God.
I really don't. Like, I see people make comments and I want to go, yeah, I'm with you. I agree or whatever. And I don't know how to do it. It doesn't show how you do that.
Why did we get involved?
I hate
internet media.
Oh my God!
What's this thing called Twitter?
All right. What's Nathan's question?
His question goes right along with what we were just talking about. Is it worth the time and cost to obtain a college degree?
Depends.
Is it worth
the time and cost?
There was just a study came out.
Some say no.
Yeah, there was just a study that said for the first time. I think ever, I don't know, first time in a long, long time, it is no longer cost effective to go to college.
Well, it depends what if you're going to go spend $30,000 a year in tuition.
But they're just saying overall.
Right.
I get what you're saying. Look, if you're going to be, an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer or something where you're going to make good money.
Right, but if you're going to be a math teacher in Medina, right. you don't need to go... To Harvard for 4 years.
This is what I said to my dad. When we looked at colleges, it was like one school system, it's like $25,000 a year.
Who's buzzing?
What the hell?
My wife keeps trying to FaceTime me.
Tell her we are busy.
You. Who FaceTimes if you're not on vacation?
Is it?
It's probably my son. But
oh, that makes sense.
Who cares about him?
The other... other school, private schools now are $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. And I said to her, you're going for journalism. There's a good chance that's going to become English teacher. It doesn't make sense to go to a school that costs that much money, $50,000, $60,000.
And you got to know where you're at. If your family is rich and you're a CEO at a big company and
he's not CEO
and your father went to, you know, Columbia, then okay, that's the trend you're on because you're in that network and you got your family makes that kind of money.
Right.
If you're from Medina and you want to be an engineer, you don't need to go to, you know.
Well, you're probably not going to be able to anyways.
Right,
but yeah.
You can go to Syracuse or there's schools that you can go
to. Syracuse is expensive.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It depends what you want to do. If you want to end up being an English teacher in Medina, I don't know if that's the best move.
I went to a state school. My parents didn't have a lot of money. I did okay with financial aid. Still have a significantly higher debt load than what I make a year.
Yeah.
It just has not worked out for me that it was a good call.
No.
Oh, that's why you gotta decide what you want to do and what you want to do. It's tough though. You're 18. You don't know for sure what you want to do. Nobody does.
No, and everybody knows.
That's what makes it hard. I get why people get into that situation because they think, oh, I want to do this, and then you get into it and you think, that's not all I thought it was going to be, and maybe it's not what I want to do.
That's why I got to work till I'm 61 years old because I had no clue what I wanted to do.
It's tough. And
there needs to be, like, there's driver's ed. There needs to be a course that you go to that gives you all your options, what you might make, what you might do.
But it can't be in high school because I don't think at 17 and 18 you have a clue.
You don't know.
If you took the course, I think you'd still walk away going,
Then it's criminal that they let you sign on to that big of a debt load.
So here's a question.
It is criminal.
Should you just be told what you're going to do?
Well, that's Russia.
Oh, yeah. So that's the question.
No.
Right? Is that better than letting people complete freedom, choose whatever you want?
No, but there's got to be some system where, all we heard, Josh, you know this. We're from the same age group. All we heard was, you go to college and you'll get a good job. End of story. There was no talk of, even at that point, there was no talk of trades. There was no talk of really any other option. It was go to college, you'll get a good job. End of story.
I agree with that. And I think that's part of the problem. I think there has to be a conversation when your kids. I talk to my daughter all the time about what she wants. She has no idea what she wants to do. Changes all the time. But I always tell her, you want to do this? Here's the good points. Here's the bad point. Like, you got to know that going in because you got to make the decision because it affects the rest of your life. I mean, at some point you're stuck at what you're doing and that's where you're at.
Right. I'll put it this way. My wife has a master's degree and she's never made more than me base pay and made significantly less than me base pay for most of her career until the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Still doesn't make more than me with all the overtime.
Right.
Well, and then if you factored in student loans and stuff like that, like amount of debt, you cancel that out, and then
the problem is your jobs are too few and far between, though.
Well, they're trade jobs, and they're out there.
They're out there now because for a generation, kids didn't do it.
Most of them don't pay like what you get paid either, though.
Well, yeah.
There are many electricians that don't get paid when I get paid.
Yeah. No,
there are many plumbers that don't make $100,000 a year.
That's what they're saying now. You got to either go strictly true tradesmen where you know electric or you know plumbing or, you know, you got a true trade or you go to college for what you want to do.
Well, right now, the trades need people. Kids don't want to go there.
Right.
It's a terrible.
I'm not a trades type of guy.
I was just kind of forced into it.
Yeah. I couldn't do that, but I also wasn't going to be an engineer or a doctor or.
Yeah, where are the jobs for us stupid people?
Well, there has to be.
Why can't some good, dumb, lazy people?
I'm dumb and bad with my hands.
Our parents.
Hire me.
My parents had it. That was the era. Because you could go work at a factory in Lockport or Medina or whatever.
Make really good money.
You made really good money. And
yes,
it was
I've said this before. The baby
work.
Boomers pretty much had it made. And we've talked about this.
Yeah,
but I've told you guys this. I've told Stubb and Jeff this. Is when I was in school, I wasn't going to college. It was obvious. But they made you take a test, and it was like an aptitude test. And the counselor called you down, and he wanted me to go in the military. And I couldn't leave home. I wasn't going in the military. So then, like 2 weeks later, he called me back down. Like, you really should think about really going in the military. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. He's like, yeah, but you took this test and you scored well enough on it. You're not going to have to fight anybody. They're going to give you the same type of test, and you can go work on tanks or planes or whatever you want to do, because it was an aptitude test. But he never came back with a trade school or trade.
That's the
there
problem.
Just wasn't that op. Right. They just didn't think that way.
But I'm going to say today there's not a lot of that option because either. Everything
is go to college. That's all
there's
they push.
Not a lot of, I mean, they're there, but there's not as much.
If they had told me there's a job out there, there's a trade school or something where dumb people like you who aren't good at fixing things can go and learn how to do something.
Yeah, well, that's probably not going to happen for you.
What trade do you want?
I don't know.
Like food tester. That's your
being in a trade doesn't mean you're dumb.
If I had
first
to do,
of all, so you're not going to make that.
If I had to do Jeff's job, I'm pretty sure I'd be dead by now. Yeah, I'd already be dead.
That's probably true.
So, because I'm just not good at that stuff.
No, you learn it. I think you got to be capable of is learning. If you're capable of learning. And you
have
to.
All right, so what else you got?
A workable ability.
I'm not capable.
Whether you
of
like it or not is different.
But
yeah, I don't.
I did go into corrections, and if I would have stayed in there, I'd be close to retirement. I'd be retired now or close to it, and I'd be making more than I'm making now. But I couldn't handle it.
I don't blame you for not being able to
do it.
Is this show going to be funny?
I think just real quick speed round because we got to lighten it up after that. Would you rather be tased or pepper sprayed?
Oh, tased all day long.
And just so you know, your answer is going to be on a YouTube channel.
Tased all day long.
Whichever one you pick, we're going to do on
pepper
YouTube.
Sprays.
I think pepper spray is not as bad.
Tased, it's one and done. Pepper spray, you get in the shower and that's activating again. You're getting it all over again.
I'm going with the tased.
I think pepper spray is less, but I'm going with tased because I'd be a dead run at some dude trying to tase me.
I'm going to try to fight it. I'm going to try
That's
to fight
what I'm saying.
Tase.
That guy's got a taser. He's going to tase you. I'm going at him. He better hit me.
I'm going to try to fight the tase, see if I can beat it.
Roach is fighting the guy. You're fighting the tase.
I'm going to fight the tase.
I don't know which one of those is dumber.
He's
trying to fight
the
guy tasing you or trying to fight electricity.
I've seen guys get tased and they're not phased that much. I think I could fight it off.
You get the pepper spray. You're going down. It's hurting for a long time.
I know that's a young man's game, though. Either one of them.
And you try to go shower. It's activating again, and you're getting it again.
No,
yes,
no.
It does.
Listen,
so you're going tased then?
Tased all
when
day
I was
long.
In the Army. They did the. We had the gas chamber you had to go through, and it sucked for a little while, but it goes right away.
Clean your sinuses out. You gotta look at the positive.
Yeah, you get cleaned out good.
Clean all your sinuses.
If you have a cold, it's perfect for you because then you
see,
just,
hey, maybe that would help you. Maybe you get rid of your cold.
I used to work with a lot of people in law enforcement, and they said, you get hit with pepper spray in the face, you're hurting for a long time, and you get in the shower, and you think that it's going to be better because you're gonna rinse it all out, and you're going to get that water and whatever. They said all it does is activate it again.
You know what? I want to pay to see you get that.
Yeah, I think
that's
he cried. I think he cries.
Oh,
he
I do too.
To cry.
I think he wets his pants, and he cries.
Yes. YouTube gold.
That would be... can you just see him shaking? And,
this guy says being tased isn't that bad. You won't believe what happens.
I didn't say that. You know, I didn't say it wouldn't be bad.
The deputies go, okay, we're going to turn that up a few notches. This guy doesn't
they
think there's
him into
much
a couple
to it.
Car batteries and some backup juice.
This guy doesn't think there's enough power here. Okay.
Can I tase him?
No, and these two idiots are fighting it.
I'm fighting the taser.
Okay. Hey, at least we're not just taking it. Just stand, don't tase me. I'm going at somebody.
I didn't think it was an option. Well, if I got the option of fighting it, I'll duck and dive when the spray
I'll
comes
I'll volunteer
at me.
To run the camera for you too.
I hope when they're fighting the tase, they also release the dog.
Sciatica leg would be kicking like a mule.
I hope they get tased right in their junk. That's what I hope.
Well, it's a big target.
All right, that's enough.
We're out of here.
See you, Tim.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.